This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of clinical billing from the basic science section on orthobullets.com. Coding and billing involves a system of rules and guidelines by which orthopedic surgeons can describe what was treated and in what manner it was treated. Now let's go over some common definitions in the context of clinical billing. Common procedural terminology, or a CPT code, is a five-digit alphanumeric code used by insurers to help determine the amount of reimbursement that a practitioner will receive for services provided. Category 1 codes are five-digit codes that have descriptors which correspond to a procedure or service. They range from 00100 to 99499. Category 3 codes are provisional or temporary codes for emerging procedures. Relative value units, or RVUs, is a unit value assigned to each CPT code derived by four factors. And finally, an International Classification of Disease 10, or an ICD-10 code, is a clinical cataloging system developed by the World Health Organization used to define and classify diagnoses. The ICD-10 code provides coding structure to diagnosis, and it's an alphanumeric 7-digit code that's utilized. And it allows for the description of chronicity from acute to chronic, phase of care from initial, subsequent, or sequela, effects like routine or complications, and laterality like left, right, or unspecified. Now let's talk about evaluation and management, specifically location of service and level of service, as well as documentation. So with respect to location of service and level of service, location refers to outpatient, emergency department, or hospital. So in the outpatient category, you can have a new patient, an established patient, or a consultation. A new patient has not received professional services from the physician or any other providers in the same practice group and specialty within the last 3 years. An established patient has received professional services from the physician or any other providers in the same practice group and specialty within the last 3 years. Remember that there's a 90-day post-operative period where all follow-up services are considered part of the global fee and cannot be billed separately. A consultation is a service requested by another physician. Advice must be the object of the request, not a transfer of care. A request must be documented in the chart, and the level of visit must be documented. Written response to the requesting physician must be provided by the consulting physician. As far as the hospital location, this can include initial care, continued care, or consultation. Another component of evaluation and management is level of service, which can range from 1 to 5, and this can be subdivided into component-based and time-based. Component-based refers to history, examination, and medical decision-making. Levels include problem-focused, expanded problem-focused, detailed, and comprehensive. The billing level is limited to the lowest level of history, examination, or medical decision-making. Time-based is when the visit consists mainly of counseling and coordination of care, and the amount of time must be documented. And speaking of documentation, detail in the note must match requirements for location and level of services that are billed for. Now let's talk about current procedural terminology, or CPT codes, in a bit more detail. So again, CPT codes are assigned to specific services including operative procedures, non-operative care, and minor procedures like injections/aspirations. Operative procedure codes are all-inclusive and include approach, procedure, closure, splinting, etc. Codes are associated with a global period, like 0, 10, or 90 days, during which all associated services are considered within the package of care. Modifiers are a 2-digit code used to indicate a special situation. So a 22 modifier is an unusually complicated case due to increased technical difficulty, patient condition, time, and/or effort. A 24 modifier is unrelated to evaluation and management during the postoperative period. And a 25 modifier is a significant or separate evaluation and management performed on the day of the procedure. The global procedure is a single payment for care associated with the surgical procedure. As far as what's included, preoperative visits and work, OR preparation like patient marking, positioning, prep and drape, skin-to-skin work, application of immobilization in the OR, and postoperative care, inpatient and subsequent office visits for up to 90 days. What's not included is visits for separate problems, evaluation by a physician part of a different group, return trip to the operating room for complications from the initial procedure, application of immobilization outside of the OR, diagnostic tests and procedures, stage procedures, and visits outside of 90 days. Finally, let's talk about coding errors. An ICD-10 diagnosis code should support and justify the corresponding evaluation and management and CPT codes for services provided. Errors are seen as fraud regardless of whether intentional or unintentional, and these include services billed that were not provided at all, services billed that were not provided by the billing physician, and services billed that were provided but not supported in the documentation. The responsibility ultimately falls on the billing physician. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, a 10-year-old male presents to your office with a proximal phalanx fracture. You perform a digital block, close reduction, and place the patient into a cast. You bill for the fracture care and reduction. The patient returns for follow-up at 4 weeks for radiographs and cast removal. At this visit, you perform an extended problem focus history, level 3, detailed physical exam, level 4, and low-level medical decision-making, level 3. You spent 15 minutes of face-to-face time with the patient and his family, half of which was spent on counseling and coordination of care. How should this visit be billed? And the choices are 1, level 1 established, 2, level 2 established, 3, level 3 established based on time, 4, level 4 established, and 5, this visit should not be billed. The correct answer to this question is 5, this visit should not be billed. So all follow-up related fracture care within 90 days of a procedure is included in a global fee under the restorative treatment model for the close management of fractures. This visit should not be billed separately. So to quickly review, the concept of global payment refers to a, quote, single fee that is paid for the index surgery slash procedure that encompasses all postoperative care within a 90-day window. Code 99024 is used for a postoperative follow-up visit and is associated with a $0 amount. The concept of, quote, restorative treatment indicates that the physician has performed a manual close reduction with manipulation, the fracture is placed in acceptable alignment for healing, and that the patient will follow up with that physician for future care. When a physician provides restorative treatment, the global fracture care code should be utilized. For billing and coding purposes, patients are placed in the following categories: new, established, and consultation. The level of evaluation and management services performed is component-based, that is history, physical exam, and medical decision-making, or time-based. Billing must be based on the lowest level of component-based care delivered. Further information on this topic can be found on the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services website. Moving on to the next question. The seventh character in the ICD-10 coding system describes which of the following? And the choices are 1, site of injury, 2, laterality of injury, 3, etiology of injury, 4, category of pathology, and 5, phase of treatment. The correct answer to this question is 5, phase of treatment. So the seventh character in the ICD-10 coding system is used to relay information about the phase of treatment. To quickly review, the ICD-10-CM is a clinical modification of the World Health Organization's ICD-10, which consists of a diagnostic system. The ICD-10-CM includes the level of detail needed for morbidity classification and diagnostic specificity. It also provides code titles and language that complement accepted clinical practice. As with ICD-9-CM, ICD-10-CM is maintained by the National Center for Health Statistics. The ICD-10 system consists of more than 68,000 codes compared to approximately 13,000 ICD-9-CM codes. ICD-10-CM codes have the potential to reveal more about quality of care so that data can be used in a more meaningful way to better understand complications, better design clinically robust algorithms, and better track the outcomes of care. ICD-10-CM incorporates greater specificity and clinical detail to provide information for clinical decision-making and outcomes research. The ICD-10 system consists of 3 to 7 characters. The first character is alpha, the second is numeric, and the 3rd through 7th are alpha or numeric. The 7th character can be listed as any of the following. A is initial encounter for closed fracture, B is initial encounter for open fracture type 1 or type 2. C is initial encounter for open fracture type 3A, type 3B, or type 3C. D is subsequent encounter for fracture with routine healing. E is subsequent encounter for open fracture type 1 or type 2 with routine healing. F is subsequent encounter for open fractures types 3A, 3B, or 3C with routine healing. G is subsequent encounter for fracture with delayed healing. H is subsequent encounter for open fracture type 1 or type 2 with delayed healing. J is subsequent encounter for open fracture type 3A, 3B, or 3C with delayed healing. K, subsequent encounter for fracture with non-union. M, subsequent encounter for open fracture type 1 or type 2 with non-union. N, subsequent encounter for open fracture type 3A, 3B, or 3C with non-union. P, subsequent encounter for fracture with malunion. Q, subsequent encounter for open fracture type 1 or type 2 with malunion. R, subsequent encounter for open fracture type 3A, 3B, or 3C with malunion. Or S, sequela. The instructional course lecture by Burt et al. Notes that ICD-10-CM allows for more specific descriptors of a procedure and is broken down by category, etiology, anatomic site, severity, and extension, and contains 4.9 times more codes than ICD-9. Moving on to the next question. A 60-year-old female presents to your office for evaluation of 6 months of back pain. She was referred to you by her primary care physician and presents with a consultation request in hand. You note that she was seen by your partner for hip pain 4 years ago, but has not returned to the office since. You perform a detailed history, level 3, comprehensive examination, level 4, and low-complexity medical decision-making, level 3. You dictate an office note and mail a letter to the referring primary care physician regarding your findings. This encounter should be billed as which of the following? And the choices are 1, level 3 return, 2, level 3 new, 3, level 3 consultation, 4, level 4 new, and 5, level 4 consultation. The correct answer to this question is 3, level 3 consultation. So this encounter should be billed as a level 3 consultation based on the lowest level history, examination, and medical decision making. The patient presented with a referral and a consultation letter was sent to the referring physician. To quickly review, billing for office visits can be component-based or time-based. Component-based billing consists of varying levels of history, examination, and medical decision-making. Billing for an encounter is limited by the lowest level of these components. Patients fall into three categories of new, consultation, and return patients. New patients are those who have not been seen by the physician or someone in the same practice in over 3 years. Consult patients are those who have been referred to the office for advice and not transfer of care with a letter or communication sent to the referring physician at the conclusion of the encounter. Return patients are those who have been seen within 3 years by the physician or a partner in the practice. Gill et al. Reviewed trends in practice management training in residency. They cite multiple papers demonstrating that residents are not confident in coding abilities, miscode visits, rarely have formal training, and feel programs should implement practice management training. They conclude that practice management should be a part of resident education. Shalowitz et al. Assessed the impact of eliminating consultation codes. They found coding error rates of 32.4% and that changing ambulatory consultation codes to those for new patient visits would save Medicare $534.5 million per year. They conclude that consultation codes are being billed higher than appropriate, and in an effort to reduce costs, these codes should be reevaluated. Moving on to the next question. A 32-year-old male is being seen in your office for evaluation of a possible rotator cuff tear. He has been seen in your office by one of your partners previously after surgical treatment of a femoral shaft fracture. How much time has to pass since the last evaluation or treatment in your group for this patient to revert to a new patient under CPT guidelines? And the choices are 1, 6 months, 2, 1 year, 3, 18 months, 4, 2 years, and 5, 3 years. The correct answer to this question is 5, 3 years. By CPT definition, a new patient is one who has not received any professional services from the physician or another physician of the same specialty who belongs to the same group practice within the past 3 years. By contrast, an established patient has received professional services from the physician or another physician in the same group and the same specialty within the prior 3 years. And moving on to the final question. A patient undergoes closed reduction of a bimalleolar ankle fracture dislocation by the ER physician and is sent to your clinic for evaluation. You evaluate the patient and schedule him for surgery. According to the 2009 guidelines, which of the following scenarios would meet criteria for coding the encounter as a new patient? And the choices are 1, you injected his knee in the office almost 3 years ago for osteoarthritis and have not seen him since. 2, he had an arthroscopic operation by your partner 4 years ago. 3, you were consulted 1 year ago for shoulder pain when he was hospitalized for chronic renal failure. 4, he was seen by your partner in clinic for a herniated disc 2 years ago, but had no procedures performed. And 5, you performed a hip replacement on him 12 years ago, and his last follow-up was 18 months ago, at which time he was doing well. The correct answer to this question is 2, he had an arthroscopic operation by your partner 4 years ago. So the 2009 guidelines clarified that the patient can be defined as new only if he or she has not been seen by anyone in the physician's same group practice and of the same specialty in the past 3 years. Hand and sports medicine specialists with a CAQ, however, are an exception and are allowed to bill for patients already seen by other orthopedists in the same group as new patients. This scenario would not qualify as a consultation since the orthopedic surgeon is taking over care of the patient's problem and is not merely offering advice to another physician who is already caring for the patient. Consultations do not have the same 3-year time qualification. However, Medicare and many other insurers no longer recognize consultation codes. That's all for this review about clinical billing. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. If you've gotten any value from the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.